All of our patrons will automatically qualify for our exclusive prize draw. At the end of the season, 8 of them will be randomly selected and written into one of the thrilling chapters of season 5. To enter, click the link in our description and sign up as a patron today.
There are many things to love about a walk through the countryside wilderness as you get away from the hustle and bustle of your life. We take strolls through woods, journeys up hills, long walks through fields, and treks around mountains. Most of us admit that there is a simple beauty and comfort amongst the quiet areas of nature. But with that comes a little thought in the back of our minds from time to time. A thought that reminds us of how little we know of this nature. We may feel safe and comforted by the loneliness we feel during this time. But with that, loneliness is a vulnerability. What if you hurt yourself? Would anybody know? What if you got lost? Would you be able to find your way? However, another disturbing thought may also creep into your mind, releasing anxiety in every breath. A thought that questions whether, out on this walk, you are truly alone at all. My name is Luke Mordew, and this modern myth is the Dark Watchers. The feeling of being watched is an unnerving and anxiety-inducing sensation that we have all felt at some point in our lives, even bringing its paranoia into times when we are at home alone. You can sit watching the television or lie in bed before feeling a sudden and strange level of dread. But when you look around, nobody's there. I can only imagine what it would be like to stand amongst the hilltops or mountain ranges of California, surrounded by this paranoid feeling, before looking up to witness what is known as the Dark Watchers. They are widely understood to be a group of mysterious, human-like beings that stand on the hills, peaks, and ridges of the Santa Lucia Mountains of California. They have never been described in any in-depth detail, as they are always too far away to make out any significant features. They are almost always depicted as shadowy, silhouetted figures that stand extremely still, simply watching your every move as you wander through the mountains. Some have described them as very tall, whilst others have gone so far as to call them giant in stature, wearing what many deem to be brimmed hats, with some holding what appeared to be walking sticks. It is claimed that they have no features, simply black and shadowed all over, although it is speculated that this is perhaps just as they are seen from afar, and that if anyone were to ever get close enough, they would see more detail amongst the blackness. Some understand them to be spirits, perhaps those that have died over the years amongst the mountains. Others claim them to be humanoid creatures, a hidden species that live amongst us, curious by our existence, but unwilling to make contact. Various accounts of these curious beings describe them as non-aggressive, with many who have sighted them even explaining the figures were looking up, watching the sunset as the darker twilight colors began to sweep the skyline. They are most often sighted at this time of day, just as the sun hovers on the horizon. This goes for its rise as well, with sightings also often coming at dawn. Some have called out to the shadowy beings, but no response has ever been recorded. Some have even tried to approach them, either curious about their existence or mistakenly believing them to be another human hiker. In every description of this occurrence, the Dark Watchers seemingly vanish in thin air, resulting in no close-by encounters to have ever occurred. These seemingly harmless beings, cloaked in dark fabrics, have become popular amongst folklorists and supernatural believers in California, claiming them as spirits that watch over the people as guardians, or fearing them as omens of bad luck to come. Some consider them a harmless bit of fun, whilst others see them as a legitimate American mystery to solve. The harmless way in which they are perceived also varies, with some tales suggesting that if you were to get too close to one, it's not one of them that would vanish, but you. I can only assume that this slight alteration to the story was made for those that perhaps do not find the notion of staring at strangers amongst the shadows scary enough, requiring a more significant element of threat. The phantoms that lurk above are immune to any high-tech tracker or radar that may be on the lookout for them. It seems that this was a conclusion drawn after a failure to find any evidence of their existence. The sightings of the Dark Watchers remain in their hundreds if the internet forums are anything to go by. You will not need to search for long to find first-hand encounters. Many of these may be genuine sightings, whilst others may be wholly fabricated. However, the legend of the Dark Watchers has become very real, now featuring in several books about Californian supernatural entities and mysteries. References to their existence go as far back as 1938, where they were famously mentioned in John Steinbeck's Flight, a short story amongst a collection of tales in his book The Long Valley, with a passage of the story reading as follows. Pepe looked suspiciously back every minute, and his eyes sought the top of the ridges ahead. Once, on a white barren spur, he saw a black figure for a moment, but he looked quickly away, for it was one of the Dark Watchers. No one knew who the Watchers were, nor where they lived, but it was better to ignore them and to never show interest in them. They did not bother one who stayed on the trail and minded his own business. Steinbeck's son, Thomas Steinbeck, would grow up to claim that he had witnessed the Dark Watchers during his childhood. He later worked alongside artist Benjamin Bride to collaborate on a book titled In Search of the Dark Watchers. In this book, they delve into the history of the legend and interview several locals who have claimed to have witnessed them. Interestingly, a year before John Steinbeck's short story, writer Robinson Jeffers wrote a poem in his collection, Such Counsels You Gave to Me and Other Poems, which read, "He thought it might be one of the Watchers, who were often seen in this length of the coast range, forms that look human to the human eyes, but certainly are not human. They come from behind ridges to watch, but when he approached it, he recognized the shabby clothes and pale hair, and even the averted forehead and concave line from the eye to the jaw. So he was not surprised when the figure turning towards him in the quiet twilight showed his own face. Then it melted and merged into the shadows beyond it." If you've been listening to my show for some time now, you'll have most likely noticed that there's large gaps between seasons. I often receive comments, messages, and emails from listeners requesting our return, and I do sincerely wish that these gaps could be shorter. You see, when delving into the captivating tales of folklore and urban legends, there's a lot to uncover, and it's extremely important to me that we maintain our standard of accuracy. But this takes time. I create this content and release it for free, and this won't change, but the show does require support. So if you love what we do and you want to be part of Urban Legends' continued expansion, then you can join us over at Patreon by following the link in our show notes. Through Patreon, you can spare as little as £3 a month to support the show and ensure its longevity. As a Patreon supporter, you'll receive each new chapter the Friday before its official release date every week, giving you early access. On top of this, there'll be no ads, and you'll also receive a private podcast feed just for you. You'll also receive a discount code for all of our upcoming merchandise and have access to behind-the-scenes looks into our progress. You'll also have access to our group chat on the Patreon app, where you can talk to myself and others about all things folklore. And to show my gratitude, I'll personally thank each of you at the end of every chapter. The minimum cost of a subscription is less than a cup of coffee. However, I'm running this through a honor system, giving you the opportunity to give more if you wish and are able to do so. So please do give what you can. If you can't do that, or if you want to know what more you can do, then please do leave us a rating on Spotify, a review on Apple Podcast, or anywhere else you listen to our show. The more we grow, the faster these turnarounds will be. You can find out more and join us by following the Patreon link in our show notes and clicking join. So come with us and let's uncover the mysteries of urban legends together. But for now, back to the legend. The tales of the Dark Watchers are widely understood to go back hundreds of years, attaching themselves to that of the Chumash people of California, the Native Americans living in the land long before any settlers arrived. Although, it would seem that in reality, there is no sign that anything close to these watchful phantoms exist within the indigenous people's folklore. It is also claimed that the early Spanish settlers into the Big Sur area bore witness to the shadowy figures, dubbing them as Los Vigilantes Oscuros, translating as expected to the Dark Watchers. Although, once again, there is no objective evidence of this. It seems that the legend of the Dark Watchers had been attached to several historical groups to add the illusion of a vast history, much like the tales of Slender Man today. If these phantoms suddenly appeared now, it would be easy to ask where they had been this entire time. By imprinting them on the folklore of the Chumash people, an element of levity is granted to the Dark Watchers' existence. People like to be afraid, and we like the world's mysteries. You and I are curious about the history and the true stories behind these legends, but many out there would be frustrated and angered by the work that I do. An English white man telling the world that their local legend isn't true. I understand this defensive frustration, and I am not above it. We all fall victim to confirmation bias. How often do we fact-check the stories we see on social media before believing them? How often do we research before liking or even sharing a post? We know we're supposed to, and we try, but things will slip through the net, especially when we want to believe in what is being said. This is why these legends can be imprinted onto these cultures without pushback. Hardly anyone is going to check on it, and by the time somebody finally does, it's too late. The story is set, and its history has been rewritten. So, we must ask, if these are not spirit guardians looking over the American people or creatures documented before the invasion of the Europeans, what are they and how do they exist? One leading scientific theory is reminiscent of the psychology covered in our chapter of Bloody Mary, where the creatures are created by the evolved psyche of the pattern-seeking mind of the viewer, officially known as pareidolia. This is a psychological phenomenon in which an observer's mind subconsciously seeks out and finds significant patterns in vague or random images. This would explain why the sightings often appear in late afternoon or early morning. These are the two times of day where the shadows are long and full of shape and natural design. Another theory that extends on the previous, rather than an entirely new idea, is that of the Brocken Spectre. This is the magnified and reportedly colossal shadow of the observer that has been cast upon the clouds. This, of course, happens when the observer is high up in areas just like that of the St. Lucia Mountains. The phenomenon's name comes from Brocken Peak in the Harz Mountains of Germany. Here, the fog is frequent, and the Brocken Spectre has been witnessed since as early as 1780. It has even borne its own local legend amongst the German locals. We are often easily confused. Our eyes play tricks on us far more than we ever want to admit. And the idea of shadowy creatures living amongst us is far more exciting to believe. Mix this will to believe with the phenomenon at hand, throw in a dash of exhaustion and prolonged isolation, and the idea that hikers are seeing what seems to confirm their previously heard legends makes far more sense. A legend from the same litter has even found its way to Scotland, as a similar figure has been reported since 1891. Living on the peak of Ben MacDhui is a large, grey creature by the name of Amfir Liath Mór, translating from Gaelic to English as Big Grey Man. To the locals, this presence haunts the summits and passes of the mountains, and claims it has done so for many years. Its description is far more in-depth than that of the Dark Watchers, acting as more of a grey Scottish Bigfoot than a guardian spirit. However, from its description and location, the Brocken Spectre is seemingly also at play here. The Dark Watchers are, to me, a fascinating phenomenon, mixing psychology with physics and a need to believe in the mysteries of the unexplored areas of the world that, whether you believe in science or the supernatural, are most definitely there to be found.
Urban Legends is researched, written, and produced by Luke Mordew. Original score by Billy Jupp, with additional sounds from Storyblocks.com. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, click subscribe on your chosen podcast provider and delve into the mysteries of our previous and future chapters. To find more, including merchandise, video content, images, and more, visit UrbanLegendsFolklore.com. If you have more information or a correction on something mentioned in this chapter, please get in touch through our website. We aim to ensure that all information provided is accurate and up to date, and this remains a top priority. If you want to support the show, receive early access, and have more of a say in what we do, then become a patron by clicking the link in our show notes. For these chapters in video format, simply search Urban Legends Folklore on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads, and join our Facebook group by searching Urban Legends Folklore.